A record high for this date, June 6th, 94, came in 1988. Record low, 37 in 1958. Last year's high was 78 and the low, 62. Sunset will occur at 8:39 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:22 for tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, we have a west wind just a slightly up there, around 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.62. No precipitation today. Again, 0.4 yesterday. After a morning low of 57, it is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news update from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden and other world leaders are in Normandy, France, commemorating D-Day, the Allied invasion that took place 80 years ago today. King Charles at the British Monument honoring those who took part, including those few who are still living.
Our ability to learn from their stories at first hand diminishes, but our obligation to remember them, what they stood for, and what they achieved for us all, can never diminish.
A toddler was struck and killed, his mother injured on Wednesday when a tornado hit their suburban Detroit home. A tree fell. 5 injuries in Maryland when a tornado collapsed structures, trapping people inside. Dozens are dead after an Israeli strike hit a school turned shelter in Gaza. Israel says a school was being used as a Hamas compound. The war so far taking the lives of more than 36,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza-run health ministry. This is ABC News. 32 million people are on alert for life-threatening temperatures this week in Antelope Valley, California. Janice Aguilar told ABC News this week it's the new norm for the region.
We've had a nice May, but now it's starting to heat up, and this is what we face every summer.
Temperatures could top 110 degrees in some places today and Friday. Climate scientists are sounding the alarm. The planet will probably surpass 2023 records over the next 5 years, the UN says, to become the warmest on record. Scary moments at a Texas wildlife park when a giraffe took hold of a little girl.
The family was driving through a wildlife center in Texas with Paisley Toten and her mom sitting in the bed of their pickup truck. One of the giraffes bit down on Paisley's shirt, lifting her above the truck. The giraffe let go after a few seconds, and Paisley dropped into her mother's arms unharmed. The wildlife center is saying the safety of our guests and animals is always of utmost importance.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. This is ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The 48th WIAA State Softball Tournament gets underway today at Goodman Diamond in Madison. The first game this morning features Kenosha Bradford and Cedarburg at 8 o'clock. Aaron Nola tossed two-hit ball over 7 shutout innings, and Nick Castellanos hit a 2-run home run to send the Phillies off with a win. They're off to London now. Yesterday's score was 2-0 over Milwaukee. The Phillies completed the 3-game sweep over the Brewers. Now head overseas for a weekend set against the New York Mets. Elsewhere, the Mets were winners, 9-1 over Washington, Cincinnati 12 and Colorado 7, San Francisco 9, Arizona 3, Pittsburgh 10-6 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Kansas City at Cleveland postponed, Toronto 3, Baltimore 2, the Yankees 9-5 over Minnesota, Texas 9, Detroit 1, Oakland 2-1 over Seattle. Boston won an interleague game over Atlanta, 9-0. St. Louis 4, Houston 2. Tampa Bay 5-3 over Miami. The Cubs took a win again against the White Sox, 7-6. And the Angels 3-2 winners against San Diego. The Dallas Mavericks and Boston Celtics prepare to tip off the NBA Finals this evening. And that is an update on sports.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Today, a high of 70 with isolated showers possible again late this afternoon. West to northwest winds at 12 to 25. Isolated showers early evening tonight, otherwise partly cloudy to clear. A low of 50. Friday, partly cloudy and slightly warmer, still breezy, a high of 74. A 40% chance of Friday night rain later on, and Saturday rain likely through late morning, then breaks of sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 72. In Richland Center, southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour. We have some sunshine now, and it is 59 degrees. Good Thursday morning. That's Lone Star on WRCO. Listen a little bit later on between 7 and 8 this morning for the next word in our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Also, we'll be giving you chances to win some great dairy products again today. And our trivia question of the day is later on, too. So stick around right there for all the fun and frolic. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday, June 6th. My, ain't it pretty out there today?
So sexy looking, I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart. Easy loving, every day's Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of with you's like living in a beautiful dream.
That's Freddie Hart and Easy Lovin' on WRCO FM 100.9. Reminding you, an American Red Cross blood drive is being held at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo today from 11:30 until 5. To book a time, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. There will also be one coming up on Friday at Christ Lutheran Church from 11:30 until 5:30. Your time to give can be booked online. Coming up, news, weather, and sports at 6:30 today. The Brewers stumbling a little bit, but they're just never seem to be blown out of games. They're in a lot of games, even against some of the National League and baseball's best teams.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
We brought our first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday night. He took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seen it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car.
There you go. Neil McCoy. That is his latest I Drive a Used Car, The Mighty Vibe. Hello, ladies. How you doing? It's 59 right now on a Thursday morning with WRCO FM 100.9. Here's Sammy Kershaw.
is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. When she thinks she looks her worst, it's times like this she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind and it tires your mind.
Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart.
Best it's only half good. A man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind
and it tires your mind. It's like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind and it tires your mind.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Somebody who has more problems than you there, trying to love two women. The Oak Ridge Boys on WRCO.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy tradition. It's the 33rd Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. Join us on Saturday, June 8th at United Dreams Dairy E8810 Zach Road in North Freedom, Wisconsin. The United Dreams Dairy Team, along with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Committee, invite you and your family to enjoy a delicious breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Indulge in pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, and all the fixins while exploring educational and historical displays as well as equipment exhibits. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $4 for children aged 7 to 12, and children 6 and under get in for free. Don't miss out on this dairy-filled event. There will be no shuttle buses. Make sure to mark your calendars and join us for the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 until 11. We'll see you there.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for a high of 70 with blustery winds, cooler than normal. And again, you guessed it, an isolated shower possible late afternoon or early evening tonight. In Richland Center, it is sunny and 59 degrees.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Staff arrests are made in connection with inmate deaths at a troubled state prison. Sauk County Sheriff Dale Schmidt announced the arrests of 9 staff at Waupun Correctional, including Randall Hepp, the former Waupun Correctional Institution warden who recently resigned. Hepp and the others arrested made initial court appearances on Wednesday on charges of misconduct and abuse in the deaths of 2 of 4 men who died at Waupun between June of last year and this past February. At a nearly hour-long press conference Wednesday, Schmidt noted the official State Department of Corrections language for inmates is persons in our care. He said he was angered by how the 4 men were treated and how they died and said they were not cared for. At approximately 10:05 on Wednesday morning, the Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched to the 24,000 block of State Highway 58 for a report of a propane leak. Upon arrival, fire crews located a natural gas service line near a residence had been struck by a contractor performing groundwork. Due to the nature of the leak, varying wind conditions, and unknown when the utility service provider would arrive, the immediate area was evacuated with the assistance of the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Evacuations included private residences, a daycare, and a few faculty members at Ithaca High School. Due to the scope of the incident, Richland County Emergency Management also responded. Richland County Ambulance Service responded to establish a reunification point for families of the daycare students that were evacuated. Upon arrival of the utility service provider, crews located low-level natural gas readings in the storm drains directly across from the broken service line. The leak was mitigated by the utility service provider around 11:45. All structures in the area were assessed for the presence of natural gas, and one residence was ventilated due to low-level readings. The storm drain system was also ventilated. A third assessment for gas readings found no natural gas present in the area structures or storm drain. The area was deemed safe and under control around 12:20 yesterday afternoon, and all responding units cleared. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had a public hearing in Ashland this week on Enbridge's application to relocate a 12-mile segment of Line 5 and build a new 41-mile segment outside lands of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The proposal comes after a federal judge ruled in 2022 Enbridge had illegally trespassed on the tribe's northern Wisconsin reservation. The decision is now on appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals. Tribal leaders and environmental activists argue not building the line will protect the region's waters, while business groups maintain the project will provide employment and access to reliable energy. Some passionate comments from Tommy Thompson regarding the future of Milwaukee public schools. At the Milwaukee Press Club on Wednesday, the former Republican governor called for breaking MPS up into four smaller districts. He said the district is facing an emergency and that a Blue Ribbon Commission should tackle the issue with the participation of Mayor Cavalier Johnson and County Executive David Crowley. Thompson's comments came just days after the resignation of MPS Superintendent Keith Posley. In addition, MPS Comptroller Alfredo Balmosda has departed, although it's not clear whether he was fired or he resigned. The National Weather Service now confirms an EF1 tornado touched down east of Mount Horeb on May 21st. There's no word as to why the confirmation took so long. It was a part of a strong storm that swept across southern Wisconsin that day. The latest twister is the 24th to hit Wisconsin so far this year. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer its third opportunity to meet and talk with a candidate for the Congressional District by hosting Eric Wilson. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The question and answer session will feature Eric Wilson. That'll be held tonight, starting at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Economic Equity Now has hosted Rebecca Cook and Katrina Shankland and has reached out to Derek Van Orden. Van Orden has not yet confirmed a date. And a partnership more than a century strong will continue June 8th as Janelle and Merlin Zitzner lead the Big Top Parade in Baraboo as Grand Marshals. The couple are longtime supporters of the parade. They will lead the parade through the streets of downtown Baraboo, waving to thousands of onlookers. Three celebrity judges will face the task of choosing the top entries in Baraboo's Big Top Parade this Saturday. Miss Wisconsin's teen Trinity Horseman, NBC 15 anchor Gabriella Rusk, and Ho-Chunk Nation legislator Representative Christine K. White Eagle will lead the parade before being dropped off at the judge's stand for the official duties. The Big Top Parade will step off in Baraboo at 11 Saturday. This year's parade will share the blast-off theme adopted for this summer's Big Top show at Circus World. All in the parade, including the judges, will be encouraged to sport space-age costumes.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Partly sunny for today, blustery winds, and cooler than normal. Isolated showers could happen again late afternoon, early evening. A high of 70 today, 50 tonight. Friday, partly cloudy and slightly warmer, still breezy, and a high of 74. Saturday, 72, rain likely through late morning that day. Northwest winds are at 3, and currently we're at 59 degrees.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, some notes on softball postseason and some postseason accolades. And the Brewers lose and, in fact, were swept in the city of brotherly love.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The 48th WIAA State Softball Tournament will get underway today at Goodman Diamond on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. And it's quarterfinal Division I action beginning at 8 this morning when Kenosha Bradford plays Cedarburg. Later today at around 10, Sun Prairie East and Watertown. Around noon, Kaukauna and Hamilton and Milton and New Richmond face off at 2. And then this afternoon, it's Division IV action. Around 4:30, Fall Creek plays Coleman, and Cuba City will tangle with Auburndale around 6 o'clock. Championship games in all five divisions will be played on Saturday. Division V will actually start tonight with Game 1, Oakfield and Thorpe. And then tomorrow morning at 8, they'll play the second semifinal when Pacelli meets Assumption. Southwest Conference All-Conference softball teams have been announced. Prairie du Chien won the league, going 8-2 this year. River Valley was second at 7-3. River Valley has two players on the first-team All-Conference, Lydia Willoughby and Tessa Schluter, both juniors. Richland Center's Carly Meaden is a first-teamer. Second-team members include, from River Valley, Lexi DeVinny, Brooklyn Stokes, and Leah Makarowski. On the honorable mention list, River Valley's Hannah Hegland, and Richland Center's Riley Schultz and Chloe Darling. Player of the Year was Scout Hall of Prairie du Chien. Co-coaches of the Year, Liz Steiner Hall of Prairie du Chien and Jane Briel, River Valley. Aaron Nola and two relievers shut out the Brewers on three hits Wednesday afternoon, completing a sweep of the three-game series. The Phillies won 2-0. Milwaukee will have a day to think about it, then start a weekend series at Detroit. Nick Castellanos, whose 10th-inning double gave his team a walk-off win Tuesday, slammed a two-run home run to provide all the runs the next day. Aaron Ashby absorbed his second loss. Pat Murphy admits they are real close to these very good teams.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
The team has placed left-handed starter Robert Gasser on the 15-day injured list with a left flexor strain. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets over Washington 9-1, Cincinnati 12-7 over Colorado, San Francisco 9, Arizona 3, Pittsburgh 10-6 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Kansas City at Cleveland was postponed. Toronto 3, Baltimore 2, the Yankees 9-5 over Minnesota, Texas 9, Detroit 1, and Oakland 2-1 over Seattle. Interleague play saw Boston get the win against Atlanta 9-0, St. Louis 4, Houston 2, Tampa Bay 5-3 over Miami, the Cubs 7, White Sox 6, and the Angels 3-2 against San Diego. Elsewhere in sports, Badgers right tackle Riley Mullman is rated as one of the best college linemen in the country by Pro Football Focus. Mullman played as a redshirt sophomore last season. The 6'8" athlete was rated the 7th most valuable offensive tackle in the country for the 23 season. He's ranked high for both pass and run blocking. He was eventually named to the PFF's All Big Ten team. He is ranked the number 8 offensive lineman coming into the 2024 season. Wide receiver Bo Melton is busy earning a permanent roster spot with the Packers after coming out of nowhere last season. Melton was signed off the Seahawks practice squad in 2022, but only played 2 snaps before emerging in the final 3 games last season. He caught 16 passes for 218 yards and a touchdown, then caught another scoring pass in the playoffs against the 49ers. His coach has noticed. Matt LaFleur talks about Melton's disciplined approach and how he is consistent on a daily basis. And the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics prepare to tip off the NBA Finals as they get set for the action to get underway tonight. It's a best of 7, and they're hoping that it goes to the wire, because the networks like that when the series go a little bit further. First game starting out in Boston. And that's an update on sports for Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week, with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free 1-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
My back, food to fill me up and warm clothes. which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on the wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. There's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on the wall. Lord, this don't
Red Akins on FM 100.9, and That Ain't My Truck, one of the all-time classic country song titles. In fact, when that song first came out, David Letterman, who didn't always have a lot of country acts on, but he was driving somewhere, and he said, that song, That Ain't My Truck, that's such a great country title. We got to have that guy on. So Red Akins made an appearance on The Letterman Show singing that song. Adam Levine will return to The Voice as a coach next spring. Levine says in an Instagram video, Team Adam is back. I feel bad for the other teams. Michael Bublé and John Legend return as coaches, and Kelsey Ballerini will make her debut as a coach. Bublé, Snoop Dogg, Reba McEntire, and Gwen Stefani will be the coaches this fall. And Blake Shelton taking a little time off from The Voice.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi. Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Down the front of my jeans. It's work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going light, nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find the girl that brings my whole world to a stop. She is, think about maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind. Step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little,
McChesney and Live a Little. Congratulations to Brenda Draper, our latest winner of some beautiful dairy products there, courtesy of Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance today. Brenda heard Lady Bell coming in for the morning milking and gave us a call. Keep listening for your chance to win and qualify as we salute the great dairy products here in Wisconsin. Old Lady Bell, boy, she was a tame cow back in the day. You know, and I remember as a youngster, Dad said, watch this gate. He was going in to do something. So watch this gate. We'll leave it open so that the cows don't get out. Well, of course, Lady Bell, being so tame, came over to me, and I'm petting her head.